Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Believe it. Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
He didn't know that the U.S. government routinely taps calls to the Russians, which is stupid. That's the plot of every spy movie. America taps Russia's calls. Everyone should know that. And secondly, in his letter of resignation, he said he didn't lie to Mike Pence. He said that he just couldn't tell Pence the full story because of, quote, the fast pace of events. Yeah, that's not a valid excuse. Like, that just sounds like you're trying to tell someone a story and you're both on opposite trains and that's why you couldn't tell them the story. Hey, Pence, I was talking to the Russians!
After it was revealed there were recordings of his conversation, Flint went from absolutely not to he couldn't be certain that the topic never came up. I know one way you could be certain. As the National Security Advisor, you could ask for the transcript.
Hello.
Could I see that, please?
Oh. Oh, no. Oh.
I should really not have this job. It's funny because it's treason.
According to the Washington Post, he set a record with his resignation as the White House National Security Advisor. No one in the 64-year history of the role had a shorter tenure than his. The average tenure is about 2.6 years. Flynn was on the job just 24 days. 24 days. I used disposable razors longer than that. He didn't even last as long as a David Blaine stunt.
Okay, he stole that. Didn't he? He stole that off Twitter. Holy crap! The president needs love, everybody. The president needs love. So let's have a long and lying press conference and top it off with a rally this weekend in Florida. Woohoo! Hashtag resist Melbourne. You're in Melbourne. If you're in Melbourne, he's having a big rally because he needs the love. He needs the love. He's not feeling the love. He's not seeing the love. The newspapers are at him. The CNN, the MSNBC, only Fox and Friends is loving on him. And it's not enough. He looks at the ratings. It's not enough. So he threw this press conference today. It was like willy-nilly. He's like, well, hey, let's have a press conference. What is this? This is like the Little Rascals. Hey, let's put on a show. He threw together this press conference today. He is totally unprepared for it. He lies his ass off. He contradicts himself in every statement that he makes. He runs counter to reality. And then he says, and he did it to promote his rally in Melbourne, which he's having at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Even because it's Florida, you got to do everything on the early bird schedule. 5 freaking p.m. So if you're in the Melbourne area, please do plan on attending the Melbourne. You know, I guess his dream was always this, to travel the country to rapturous crowds while Mike Pence and Paul Ryan worked their asses off to deny people health care and roll back, regulations on black lung disease and coal mining. Wow, that was trippy, man. I haven't used that word probably my whole life, but that, I can't think of another word for what that press conference was. I don't know if you saw it because I know a lot of people are working. I know a lot of people are on the road. I know a lot of people are, doing, a lot of things. I would love to play you the whole thing. It was an hour and 15 minutes. You know, maybe after the show is over, we should air it post-show or so. Because I don't know that anybody will show it again except for C-SPAN. But holy crap. Oh, my God. He went after the media. He called them a liar, said he was there to drain the swamp, kept saying he won the election. You know, if it's kind of like if you don't like it, shove it up your ass. You know, you're gonna write the truth, and I'm gonna stand here and call you liars for the next 4 years or 2 years or however long I get to stay here. I mean, this was, and then I'm topping it off with my third consecutive weekend in Florida. I mean, like, Florida doesn't have enough problems with our reputation. He says he's gonna drain the swamp, Donald. You know, Florida is the swamp. Get out of here. We're so sick of it. Oh, it's just crazy. It's just so this rally, I have to calm down because this press conference was so strange. He actually said, you know, they asked him about this Russian ship, and they asked him what he was going to do about it. And he said, I don't have to tell you what I'm going to do about it. I don't have to tell you anything. The thing is 30 miles off of Connecticut. 30 miles. And you know what he said? I'd love to get along with Russia. I really would. I don't have to tell you what I would. And then he actually said, the best thing I could do is blow it out of the water. Now, what the, seriously, people, what the, what did that mean? This is just crazy. And the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, the front freaking page, and I don't even, you know, I don't know what to say. It's the Wall Street Journal. What can you say? They said spies are keeping intelligence from Donald Trump on leak concerns. They're scared to give him real briefings. This is exactly what Harry Reid said.
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means they'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
Now, we thought that was funny. Outgoing Majority Leader Harry Reid, you know, leaving after, you know, 300 years in the Senate, you know, wishing him well. But that was what he said. And now there's a front page story in the Wall Street Journal that says that they are doing just that, that sensitive information is being withheld from President Trump by intelligence officials and spies because they distrust him. They don't trust him. Listen, I'm sure they're giving him just enough information, you know, for him to operate, but I'm pretty sure they're not telling him anything about methods and sources. I'm sure they're not giving him deep background on how they collected information because they don't want him to know methods and sources. You know, you've got Michael Flynn. It's all very funny that he lasted 24 lousy days. They had to pull his security clearance yesterday. And if he's found innocent, they will restore it. They will. And God only knows what they told him and whether or not he can be trusted. According to the president, he can't be trusted. That's why he was fired. This is so creepy, this whole mess he's making, the whole freaking mess. All right, let me just play you a little bit of this, okay? This is an attack on CNN first. Let's do the media thing, okay? He started his press conference before the questions, and he did answer questions, and it went on for an hour and freaking 15 minutes. It was just bizarro world. But he started off saying that the media is fake and that we have to talk about it and that people would like it if you were different. They would like it much better. You see, this is just, let me insert this. This is what I mean when I say he's not lying to me. He's not lying to you. He's not lying to, you know, the New York Times reporters. He's not lying to the Reuters reporters. He's not lying to the Associated Press reporters. He's not lying to the Wall Street Journal reporters who are in those rooms. He's lying to his supporters. He's lying to his supporters. He's disinforming them of reality. That's what I keep telling you. And people say, why would he lie to us? Why, you know, on my feet? Why would they lie? Why would they lie to us? Because he wants you to believe he's doing the right thing. And he's not. He's not draining the swamp. He just loaded it up with people from Wall Street. In fact, yesterday, this I tweeted because this scared the bejesus out of me. There was an article that said that he was looking at the CEO of Cerberus, which is a big hedge fund, giant, giant freaking hedge fund, Cerberus Capital Management. And he was looking at this guy, Mr. Feinberg, and asking Mr. Feinberg if he would come in and head up one of the intelligence agencies so that Donald Trump would know what was going on inside the intelligence agencies. He wants the spies spied on because he doesn't like the leaking. He doesn't like it. Well, leaking, anybody remember Watergate? Woodward and Bernstein, still around. Woodward aged better than Bernstein, but I like Bernstein better. He was also married to Nora Ephron. But yeah, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, remember they had a source inside the White House. His name was Deep Throat, which was hysterical because that was a crazy porn movie. I think it was the first one I ever saw. I didn't even really like that one. You know what I did like? The Devil and Miss Jones. Loved that one. It taught me an amazing lesson in life, and that was you can't kill yourself. If you do, you go to hell. And, you know, that's what happened to Miss Jones. She went to hell. So anyway, But they're saying that there was a role, they were for this guy, Steven Feinberg, from Cerberus Capital, to go in and spy on the spies. This guy is best friends with Stephen Bannon, you know, more of the alt-right in the, but this one would be in the spy agencies, and the spies, you know, the people who work in our intelligence community, shouldn't call them all spies, because they're not all spies. Some are analysts, some are, you know, preparing reports, some are out in the field, some are spies, but, you know, there's a ton of people, but they were going to put him, I say spies, because they were going to put him in charge of the clandestine service. Meaning he would be in a position to give the names of the Valerie Plames of the world. Well, the intelligence community said, oh my God, oh my God. And it seems like they are seriously interested in leaking stuff about Donald Trump's campaign. Because Donald Trump keeps attacking them. You don't call the intelligence community Nazis. You don't call the intelligence community, traitors. And then expect them to just, I mean, these people are risking their lives. So instead of, you know, protecting them or sitting down or figuring out what's going, he said he was going to put this, this hedge fund manager into the clandestine service. So the White House could have direct control over spies at a time when Trump is being investigated for close ties to one of our greatest adversaries, which Trump acknowledged today that Russia was our enemy because he said he should blow their ship out of the water. For those who ask me questions about how is this treason? Russia's not really our enemy. Well, your president said they were. Your president said that, you know, I could tell you this about the briefings because, you know, even if you read a book, you would know that a global thermal nuclear war is pure hell and it can't happen. So now we know what they're briefing him about, general information that's available to everybody. But it's really, and so he considers Russia an enemy according to his little dog and pony show this morning. But anyway, the last time, you should know, an outsider was inserted into the clandestine service, into the intelligence experience, was in the early days of Ronald Reagan. There was a guy named Max Hugel, and he was a businessman, and he worked for Reagan's campaign, and Reagan needed a job for him because he had raised so much money and done so much, so we put him into the spy service. His tenure at CIA was so tumultuous, there were so many questions about the politicization, that's a word I can't say, the politicizing of the agency that he lasted 6 whole months. Why? Because he was using the CIA for his business. He later won a libel case against two brothers who made these accusations that that he was doing this, that he was using it. But anyway, he lasted 6 months. It doesn't work. This is a profession. It's not something that you talk about or watch movies about and think, I have the Bourne identity. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. This is real life. This is real life, and he's still doing some reality show. It's just unbelievable. All right, let me just play you. Let me play you two things real quick, okay? Just to show you how this went today. First, I'm going to play Donald Trump talking about what was very, very important to him today.
I put it out before the American people, got 306 electoral college votes. I wasn't supposed to get 222. They said there's no way to get 222. 230 is impossible. 270, which you need, that was laughable. We got 306. Came out and voted like they've never seen before. So that's the way it goes. I guess it was the biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Mr. President.
You okay?
I just want to get on the table. Very simply, you said today that you had the biggest electoral margin since Ronald Reagan with 304 or 306 electoral votes. In fact, President Obama got 365.
Well, I'm talking about Republicans.
President Obama, 332, yeah. And George H.W. Bush, 426 when he won as president. So why should Americans trust?
Well, no, I was told, I was given that information. I don't know. I was just given. We had a very, very big margin.
I guess my question is, why should Americans trust you when you accuse the information they receive of being fake when you're providing information?
Well, I don't know. I was given that information. I've seen that information around. But it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
You're the president.
Okay, thank you.
Holy crap. Do you see how that went today? I had the biggest electoral victory since Ronald Reagan. Mr. President, you just said a lie. You're calling us fake. You're saying we're the liars. And you just lied. You just lied to your supporters. Now, why are you doing that? How could you call us fake when you're standing there saying fake things all the time? 3 to 5 million people, you know, illegally voted. You know, you sit there and you say that, oh, he talked about, I got to tell you this. This is just so sick. He talked about the travel ban. You know, he kept saying, you people in the media, you keep reporting that my administration is in chaos. Chaos, you say. This is a smooth running machine. It's just so silly that you would say it's so smooth. Everything's like it's a perfectly wound Swiss timepiece. This is sick. Listen to this.
Where are you from?
BBC.
Okay. Here's another beauty.
Oh, my God.
It's a good line. Impartial, free and fair.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
Oh my God.
On the travel ban. We could banter back and forth. On the travel ban, would you accept that that was a good example of the smooth running of government?
Yeah, I do. I do. Let me tell you about the travel.
Were there any mistakes in that?
Wait. I know who you are. Just wait. Let me tell you about the...
Wait a minute. He just said he didn't know who
he was. We had a very smooth rollout of the travel ban.
Smooth.
But we had a bad court. Got a bad decision. We had a court that's been overturned. Again, maybe wrong, but I think it's 80% of the time. A lot. We had a bad decision. We're going to keep going with that decision. We're going to put in a new executive order next week sometime. But we had a bad decision. That's the only thing that was wrong with the travel ban. You had Delta with a massive problem with their computer system.
It was Delta's fault.
You had some people that were put out there, brought by very nice buses, and they were put out at various locations. Despite that, the only problem that we had is we had a bad court. We had a court that gave us what I consider to be, with great respect, a very bad decision. Very bad for the safety and security of our country. The rollout was perfect. Now,
the rollout was perfect. Well done, Mr. President. No, there was no chaos. There was no chaos at the airports. And if there was, it was Delta was having a computer. You know, remember Harry Truman, the buck stops here? Yeah, not there. Not this. This is not that. This is pass the buck. This is, you know, the art of the dodge. This is blame everyone. I'm perfect. This is sick. This is twisted. This is bizarre. This is heinous. This is ugly. He was actually asking reporters today to set up meetings for him with the Congressional Black Caucus. The woman stood up and she said, I'm a reporter. I don't set up meetings between Congress and the president. You're the president. What are you going to do? Why don't you call... He said the Congressional Black Caucus was going to, he said, it's a good idea. I should meet with them. In fact, I was going to meet with Elijah Cummings. And then, you know, we called him and he doesn't answer his phone. What? So the Wall Street Journal are reporting that spy agencies are withholding information from Trump out of fear that it would be leaked. In other words, they're afraid that Trump will hand a spy over to Putin just to remain, you know, in Putin's love and affection. And then he stands up there and lies and lies and lies about, you know, I have no dealings with. I mean, everything he said today was just, it was bizarre. And then they asked him about, well, he keeps saying that the leaks are what we ought to investigate, the leaks about Russia. That's the problem. Not so CNN stood up after they, I mean, he excoriated CNN. He excoriated Don Lemon. He excoriated everybody at CNN to their face, behind their back. Just amazing. The BBC, you heard the way he treated him, right? Three people asked him about anti-Semitic behavior. He said, I won the election and I won it big. This is his answer for all this anti-Semitism. One time he said, oh, it's the Democrats that are doing it. Yeah, we're painting swastikas in Boca. Wow. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.